Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:20, up 18 and a quarter on the open. March 5:37, up 23. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4:80, up 16 on the open. March 4:95, up 17 and a half. May 4:90, up 15 and a half. July 4:75, up 6 and a half on the open. December corn opened at 276, up 5 on the open. March 288.5, up 4.5. May 295, up 4.5. July 301, up 5. December 309, up 3.5. March 315, down 1.25 on the open. December oats opened at 219, up 2.75 on the open. March 226, up 4. November soybeans opened at 566.5, up 2.5 on the open. January 579.5, up 1.75. March 590, up 1.75. May 598, up 2.5. July 607, up 1.75. Redline November 622.5, up 2 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 166, unchanged on the open. December 168.30, up 50. October soybean oil opened at 24.25, up 25 on the open. December 24.45, up 23. At the Merck, October feeder cattle opened at 112.60, down 42.5 on the open. November 110.50, down 75. January 108.75, down 77.5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 90.10, down 77.5 on the open. December 88.40, down 95. February 90.10, down 72.5. October lean hogs opened at 64.15, down 42.5 on the open. December 59.62.5 unchanged. February 61.85, down 27.5. April 62.85, down 40 on the open. And February bellies opened at 87 even, down 157.5 on the open.
Why is your support so important? Because this station relies on listeners for nearly one out of every $2 it spends to bring you programs. Since detailed analysis and objective reporting is important to you, please renew your WILL membership now. Mail your check today or give online at willpledge.org. Thank you.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
What put a giddy up in the wheat pit today?
Yeah, basically the Australian Grain Council came out and put the Australian wheat crop at 10 million metric tons. The significance of that is it's below the Australian Wheat Board's projection of 12 to 15 million metric tons. And last year they raised 25 million metric tons of wheat. Their forecast continues to be warm and dry, and ideas are, you know, their wheat crop continues to deteriorate on them. So it sort of shifts the focus back to the northern hemisphere. It's got to make up this shortfall of anywhere from 10 to million to 15 million metric tons of world export news. Also, too, with that, Russia has suspended their export license. Ideas are they're concerned about the supply of wheat they have. The Baltic Black Sea wheat's done. French wheat futures have moved to new highs. So we've continued to beat the drum of tight global supplies of wheat, and the trade's very nervous that we're probably going to see some very tight situation as we go into 2007.
Let's look at it. Technically, December wheat now 485.5, up 21.5. It hit 494 this morning. That's a new contract high. What does it potentially open to the upside?
Basically, some analysis or analysts are looking at $6 to the upside. That's been the forecast for some time if we would get in a runaway situation which we're in. So basically, if you take today's high, we've got another $1.10 to the upside before we start to see some selling interest take place.
Begs the question of the spreads between wheat and corn. They're over $2. I believe that's 25-year historical levels.
Yeah, we're going to continue to make a new history here, new highs on the spreads. We got to remember we've got a new player that came to town here over 6 years ago, and that was called the investment funds. And when they've got the green light, they'll buy no matter what. And so this future market is going to get quite dynamic here. Unfortunately, though, we're starting to see the basis levels widen out again. When you start to try to market some new crop wheat, you're already looking at some areas at a dollar basis already. So we're going to see some wild gyrations in through this marketplace over the next 6 months.
December corn now at 278.5, up 7.5, hit 280.75 already this morning. Is the giddy up that we're seeing in the wheat pit enough to put corn in a settlement basis above 276 in that December contract?
Well, it's going to be an interesting question. We've priced a lot of bullish enthusiasm in the marketplace. We're in the middle of harvesting through here. It's offering producers to get caught up on some cash sales here. When you look at the cost of storage at the elevator, once you pay that minimum storage, that's quite an investment to try to get back. Whether you recoup that or not is going to be the million-dollar question. So I would imagine hedge pressure is going to come into the marketplace when the December futures at the 280 area here. But as far as the fate of the corn market, how high it could go, it's going to depend on wheat. Wheat moves on up, higher end through here, it's only going to tug corn along with it.
We are going to say that the harvest lows are in corn are at this point at 233.5.
Well, this first go around, you could say that. What can happen though is, has been advertised in the past, is we could be in a 70s type of market, straight up, straight down. We can have a fall low in place and move higher in the first part of December, but we could be in an atmosphere where we could very easily come back and test lows or make new lows right after the first of the year.
What are you telling producers who are out there combining corn this week to do with it?
Well, it depends on their own individual situation. I mean, especially if guys have got commercial storage commitments here. We've been advising to make some sales as we go higher in through here. For guys that's got grain in the bin, storage facilities lined up, there's still some carry in the market, which offers opportunity to sort of come in and hedge it. If you want to have a floor under you and leave your upside open, so in case corn doubles in price as we go into next year, the simplest recommendation is come in and buy a corn put option to put that floor under you and just let the cash ride here for another 6 months.
Meanwhile, soybeans have been putting in a quiet performance in all the volatility over in the wheat pit, and then that supporting the corn as well. And one almost begins to wonder if we're in the mix of seeing a trend change in that soybean pit.
Well, technically, if you look at the bean chart, it is carving out a sort of a softer bottom. Technically, it looks good. We're starting to turn the momentum indicators up. But I think beans is sort of being the victim on the short side of the spreads here. The enthusiasm is in the wheat, and secondly, corn, and then beans lastly. If wheat wouldn't be so strong, you question, though, would beans be able to maintain the gains? The million-dollar question will be answered probably here on Thursday's USDA report. Once those numbers are out, the trade will be comfortable with how big a bean crop we have out there.
Well, I would agree with you, except for the fact that the corn crop is awful huge, too, and we're seeming to run counter-cyclical, and we couldn't kill these beans no matter what we did the last 9 months.
Well, very true. We're in an atmosphere where I don't know if the fundamentals really matter a whole lot short term in here. Longer term, it will, because there's still ample supplies of world beans and domestic beans around. We're looking at record levels of world beans and domestic beans, whereas wheat were virtually at historically tight levels. And corn, if this ethanol demand follows through here, we could be at relatively tight levels on corn versus the beans.
Is South America going to put it in their bean crop, come hook or crook? They're going to get that in there, aren't they?
Well, they're going to plant beans. The acreage is the million-dollar question there. I got a lot of million-dollar questions, I guess. But we're looking at maybe less 10% less bean acres in Brazil. Quite a few connections in Brazil. You know, guys is involved in like 8,500-acre operations, only going to put in 1,500. There's another operation that involves 2,500 acres. They're not going to do anything this spring just due to the cost and uncertainty of beans in that region there. So we feel that the bean acreage is going to be lower in the southern hemisphere. How much? We'll figure that out as we go into this winter.
Thank you, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Late options, Kansas City December wheat 516 up 14 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, December wheat 487 up 23. December corn 278 and a half up 7 and a half. Novi beans 567 and a quarter up 3 and a half. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.